Happy New Year's Eve. It's 12:51. I stayed up late watching Black Mirror. Now, why in the fuck didn't Netflix tell me Black Mirror had new episodes? I get notifications about all sorts of Netflix shit. Netflix is always emailing me saying, "Oh, there's this new show and it's in French." I don't want to watch that shit. And this is a Netflix original show. It's really good. And then it's like, oh, but it's fucking from Iceland or Sweden or something, whatever place where people have zeros in their name. I'm not going to watch it. But I watched the fuck out of Black Mirror. And then it's not on my front page. It's not anywhere. I had to search for it. It's like they didn't want me to watch it, but I watched it. So I won. So looks like New Year's Eve, staying home, having friends over, and then go watch the ball drop in Central Park. So if you want to hang out with me in Central Park and watch the ball drop in the freezing cold, you can do that. But I don't think any of you live here. Oh, and thanks to, somebody, I asked for people for Christmas to write a review of my album. One person did it. And I want to thank, Pietro wrote one a while ago. There was more, and it got erased. I've complained about this a number of times. But let's see, who is the, it was Curtis in Tampa. Thank you, Curtis in Tampa. Wanted to say thank you. But if you could still do it, whoever is listening, you can go to iTunes, write a nice review. You don't have to buy the album. Listen to it on Spotify, whatever the fuck. Apple Music. I don't care. You don't have to buy it. You can never listen to it ever if you don't want to. And but just write a review. And then I don't know, I'd appreciate it. And then I'll say your name on the thing. How's that? Let's look at the news. And then I have to go get ready for this. It's not a party. It's two people, but it's like as much of a part. We've never had anybody over, I don't think, to entertain. People have been in our apartment. There was the cable guy. There was to do the internet. We don't have cable. And there was a bunch of those came in because we had problems with Time Warner. Fuck those motherfuckers. You try to change your name to Spectrum and think I don't notice? Fuck off. And then we've had family or whatever in the house. But we've never entertained. And we've been in this apartment 5 years. China shuts down its illegal ivory trade. Well, that's nice of them to do. Stop killing elephants for fucking tusks that just for no reason. What do you do? It's not like ivory doesn't have any really advantage, right? I don't think. What people think is magical because they're big. Think, oh, look at this. It's made out of, make it out of wood. You can replant a tree. But, I'm glad. It's a good year for elephants. That's the thing. 2017 is a fucked up year, man. But for me, personally, it is pretty good. I did this show. I was on television. I might have mentioned that to you. But for democracy, it was a rough one. But for elephants, they're like, hey, I didn't like that. I didn't like Trump getting elected president either. But China stopped fucking killing us for our tusks. So, you know, go with the bet. And who doesn't love elephants? Let's see. This is family of man shot by police during swatting call creates GoFundMe for funeral expenses. You can go find that. If give a couple bucks, help with this guy's funeral who got killed. I still think that that's... I understand he didn't put his hands up, but he's sitting at home watching a little Black Mirror or whatever you like on Netflix, and then all of a sudden you're surrounded by cops like fucking saying, let the hostage go, and you're like, what? What? And then you're shot. It's just, it sounds a little, it sounds like somebody should be in trouble. California high school football player can't player can't be forced to stand for national anthem court rules. Well, look at that. You're still in America. You don't have to stand for the national anthem because we're free to do as we please during the national anthem, and you don't have to make a big fuss. Just do what you like to do, which would, if it's stand and put your hand over your heart, or stand and put your hand over your shoulder, where some people think their heart is. That's where I used to think my heart was, because they tell you as a kid, put your hand over your heart, and then they put your hand like over by your shoulder. Then they tell you your heart's in the middle. Like, what the fuck? What have I been doing during this Pledge of Allegiance? I'm have my hand over my pectoral muscle. Pectoral. The football player doesn't have to stand, and then he's not, and then he doesn't, and then he's gonna have the people boo him or whatever, or maybe they'll say okay, no biggie, or they'll think, huh, I wonder why he's doing that. Oh, he thinks there's some inequality. Let me think about that. Let me think about the reason and think about the thing, and then maybe we can do something. But that's a big maybe. They arrested some. No. Let's see, 999 billion payout requested in lawsuit against Apple's recent iPhone slowdown issues. That's a lot of money. 909. Why'd they stop it? They're like, oh man, if we go for a trillion, the courts are gonna fuck us up. Let's go for 999. Just under. And it's easier for people in their minds. You say a trillion, but really, I get what's everybody who has an iPhone will then get that got slowed down. I don't know if my iPhone got slowed down. Maybe. It's a year old. Do I get some of that? I gotta look into this. If everybody, how many people have iPhones? That's gotta be. Do I get $1 million? I guess everybody's got an iPhone gets $1 million. That's pretty good. Fucking pay up, Apple. You got the dough. You got $1 trillion hiding somewhere in Ireland. Give us all our money. Hours before New Year's Eve party, man arrested with weapons in hotel room. So he was. Oh, was he gonna? Is this one? Is he? Which? Where was this at? This was in Houston, Texas. Police called to Hyatt Regency downtown off of Louisiana Street in Houston to handle drunk guests. Got more than he expected. Okay. If you get so drunk
that the police are called to your hotel room. That's pretty drunk. And then you shouldn't. I guess he had guns. All right, I don't know what it is. I'm not going to read the whole article. South Korea seizes another ship suspected of transferring oil to North Korea. North Korea's not supposed to be getting any oil. What's going down? Is it the Russians? Well, I guess 2018 we can look forward to maybe a war with North Korea and their nuclear missiles. Or maybe not. I hope not. All right. Have a happy new year. Have a party. Go to a party. Stay home. Staying home is fun. And if you're in New York, it's fucking cold as shit. And I'll see you tomorrow, and it'll be 2018, and big deal, right? And then we're almost close to a year of this show, and then who knows what's going to happen. All right, see you tomorrow. We love you.